morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to call me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question for a thing that's in the biggest issue on your mind. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up the phone right after the first break, so you can get ready to dial in pretty soon. I want to tell you about a class coming up, 2012 Survival Guide Tools for Transformation. I've been guided to do a series of three classes throughout 2012. So this is the first three series. They start next Tuesday, January 24th, and then there's one Tuesday, January 31st, and then February 4th, and they're from 8 to 9 p.m. Everyone receives an MP3 of the show, so if you're not able to make it because you work, because you live on the other side of the country or the other side of the world, do not matter. It doesn't matter if you get to the advantage of it. You get the MP3. You also could write in any kind of issues, any kind of questions that you have that I could weave in and answer those questions. So that's the Tools for Transformation. And the first class we're talking about is the kickoff, and that's the jump start. It's the survival guide tip number one. And it's a real emphasis is now is the time to kick off the new year with the new energy habits. And so every single class is going to create a foundation and build on the other class before it. And so you could get a class if you just want one of the classes, but if you get all three classes, they're only $11 a class. And so this is a real deal of a century. And not only that, those people that are signing up for the three classes, they are going to get an extra bonus MP3 that is worth $25. So it's actually the class, if you buy it all three, it's really 23 minus 30, it's like $8. So it's a really great, great deal. So that is on the website, the Survival Guide, Tools for Transformation. The first class again, is the kickoff, the jump start. And the information is, I don't want to read the topics for you because they're a little bit long, but we're creating, bottom line, new ground and quartz. We are absolutely starting from the bottom up. It's like having, you're the architect, and we are building new architecture for your energy body. So you could literally raise your vibration. The second class is all about how to step out of the emotional bodies and body feelings. And so this is where I talk about how our emotional body is our pain body, and that can be our biggest block, and how we can, there's literally a map of consciousness, but written and studied by Dr. David Hawkins, and I discussed that because they literally had spent 20 years of measuring the vibration of sadness, of depression, and that we want our consciousness to be at least at a level 200. I'll get more into that. But this is being able to give you tools to step out of your pain bodies, our history body, your emotional body, and tap into the feeling body. And that's just not a change of word. It's literally vibration. Then class number three is pulling it all together, living in the fifth dimensional body, the survival tip number three. And there's been a lot of different words for the fifth dimensional body, or some people say, Carrie, what is fifth dimensional body, or how many dimensions are out there? It's really, really confusing. And what I say to people is that there's all different points of view on how many dimensions and all that. The biggest thing we want to know, get under our belt or in there on our understanding, is that the higher you vibrate, the better your life is. The higher you vibrate, the less blocks you have, the more you have grace and ease in your life. And as I said many times, we can go through this evolutionary process either kicking or screaming or with grace and ease. This is what we're going to give you tools to be able to go through this evolutionary process we're all going through with grace and ease, because people are starting to know that they're notice that they're manifesting things much faster. So that's being able to work with energy. So that's the first series, and I'm really excited about those. That series. So again, that's all on the internet. The first mini Lightstream Live is February 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. And this is where every single Friday, usually the first Friday of the month, or actually I'm looking, Wendy did it last Friday of the month, people gather, everyone gets a reading. So you could do this via phone or in person, 6 to to 9. It's a Friday night. Everyone, again, is guaranteed a reading. If you call in, we could arrange your time so you could get your reading and then hang around if you want, or you could hang up after the reading. A lot of times people hang around because they like to listen to other people's readings because they get information by those readings. And so that first one, again, is February 24th and in person or by the phone. And then we're also continuing the gatherings this year. And the first gathering is Friday, February 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is where we gather for 2 hours and we talk about what's going on. All participants get an MP3 of the class. And also I talk about what's going on with you. So I did give everyone a reading that's in the a mini reading. And then we talk about what's happening on the earth right now and how that affects us and how it will be affecting us. And so you get tips and tools. So that, again, is February 3rd. 7 to 9 p.m. And again, if you can't listen to it because you have work or you live at a different point in the world where you're still, or you have a party or whatever, that I could still, you sign up for it. I'll read your energy body and I'll weave it in the class. And so you could listen to the playback and you get the information. So it doesn't matter if you're busy that time. We still have the free teleclass that you could listen to that we taped on the 11-11-11 energy. I still have people listening to that, and they use it as their energy maintenance. They use it to clear and strengthen their energy field, and so that is a free teleclass that you could listen to. You have the phone number, you enter the PIN number, and you put the reference code in, and you're all set. We also are offering those money readings, the gold coin readings. They're only $40 plus shipping and handling, which is $3. And so, and they have changed people's lives. I'm writing a book on the gold coin readings because they are just amazing what I see in people's energy fields. And when I do a regular reading, anything could come up. Blocks, anything from, memories in this lifetime, anything that's blocking you, past lives, dead relatives, a lot of things can come in. But when I do the money reading, I'm going right into your energy field and asking your body to show me what is blocking you, what is your major blocks. But we don't stop there. We then release those blocks. And so what it does is set up a spin for your body to continue to recalibrate and release. And then I give you unique attunements that are picked for you. Then these are attunements that I don't give out to the public. I give away a lot of free energy exercises, but these are absolutely connected with how to continue to set the skin, attunement that we set up to for you to attract more money. And I've had people say that they've had family wills and settlements that have been going on for years that were settled instantly. I had one woman that was about to lose her house, about to lose her job, and now she doesn't have to worry about anything because she came into a lot of money. And so I have story after story after story. The stories I get weekly as far as more and more stories, the more gold coins readings I'm doing. And I'm not tapping myself on the back and congratulating myself. I am congratulating the people for continuing to work with the tools, because as soon as we identify the tools and as soon as we get the block, it's like you guys are given tools, and the more you work with the tools, the more it strengthens the energy body. So it's all about energy, because everything is energy, and that includes money. But I see that money is the biggest thing that we have charges around. We can have really deep-seated charges that we're not worthy, or that money is the root of all evil, or you can't be spiritual and have money too. And so when you identify your themes, then you can clear them out, and then you create a new attraction toward money in particular. So those are the gold coin readings, and they are changing people's lives, and they are only $40. And so people are saying they are well worth it. And I'm having people have their friends and family and their neighbors get it because of how much it affected them. And so there's a really great feedback from those. So those are the money readings. And, of course, we also do other readings. And so those are in person or via telephone. Every single person receives an CD of my readings, and that there we offer 15 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, hour, or an hour and a half. And we're going to continue the special that we started mid-December, and that's buy one, get one half off. And so say you heard the special on KKNW, and that's where you buy the one reading of the same length, you get the next one half off. And people are being creative with it. So this week I've had several family members come and they bought the readings together. So it's actually half off. They got it half off because they shared the reading. And so that's fine with us. We don't mind as long as, they end up splitting the reading. So you could be creative with this. People are doing gift certificates for people. They know that they have a reading a year or a couple times a year, and their friend's birthday is coming up, and so they get a reading for half off, and your friend doesn't even need to know that you got half off for the reading. So those are the reading special that we're giving off. Buy one, get one half off. And again, I offer all different kinds of readings, and everyone gets an MP3 of the reading, unless you don't want it. So some people take it on their end, which is fine. So those are the readings, and that's we have a lot of stuff coming up for the new year. We're also in the process of creating a blog and a lot of stuff happening. So I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter, because the newsletter will allow you to know what's happening. And sometimes I am guided to do a free teleclass on a whim, and so there's not a lot of notice. And so when you are on that email list, you know what's going on. So we have a lot of new changes that are coming up that I'm very, very excited about. And so you will know about that when you're on that list. And you could look at, sign on if you go on to www.carrieoconnor.com. I also am on News for the Soul this afternoon with Nicole Whitney, and you could call in questions. We do also do readings throughout Nicole's radio show, and I'm a frequent guest on News for the Soul, and I encourage you, if you're not familiar with News for the Soul, check it out, because all her archives are free all the time. I know some people, they have it where you have to pay to get to listen to the shows, but she's free. She always has been free. She's been on for it's at least 13 years now. So that's News for the Soul on this afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Taking your calls, we're going to the first break, and we're opening up those phone lines right after the break. You listen to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieOConnor.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Well, Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. So you can dial right now, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds like a plan, and Sandy from Bellevue has called in. It's probably a good idea to call into today's show. I know a lot of people are not on the roads, especially in the Seattle area. We've had a winter wonderland. A little late, though, Carrie, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, more and more people might not be at work, which is a bonus.
Right.
In addition
to
Martin Luther King's Day of Remembrance and birthday. So let's go ahead and take Sandy. She is calling in from Bellevue, and she had a question about her daughter going out of country. Welcome to the show, Sandy. What's up?
Oh, thank you. Hi, Carrie and Benny. My daughter, the good news is she's accepted to a university in Austria, and very excited about that. Of course, my concerns are she's had some health problems in the past, and I'm worried about that, not being able to help her. Mm-hmm. And the second part is a parent has to sign a financial declaration of responsibility. And I'm struggling myself a little bit, hoping to sell my house, and not sure that I can do that. But should I decline, she will be able to go.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing, when you're talking about health issues in the past, I saw, was she ever literally at Austria? Has she been there before?
Yes, she has. She went over the summer and fell in love with it.
Did she even, because what I saw is that land literally affects us. Everything is energy. And I know for myself, when I travel over to Europe, I feel so much better. I mean, it's I feel much grounded, much more connected. And I'm seeing the same thing with her with Austria. So I wouldn't worry about health stuff with her, because it literally, she's putting the health issues behind her, like in the past. And I know as a mom, it's like typical for us to like worry about all the things and wanted to cross the T's and dot the I's, but I see on a whole that she's energetically spreading her energy out, which is allowing her to be grounded, more healthy, more happy. And so, and it's a great experience. She's just glowing all gold, and that gold yellow is literally health energy coming into her. So that's a good sign. So I wouldn't worry about the health, energies. Is there anything that somebody can co-sign with you? Like a backup,
I'm not sure. I could possibly ask my parents. Her father's not willing to. He doesn't support the idea.
Okay.
Hang on, Carrie. Just one second here. Let's try your phone line. It's kind of acting up a little bit. Did I get you back, Carrie? All right. Well, it's going to be one of those days. I know we are having some difficulties out here in Seattle with the weather, so we might just double check here. Carrie, did I get you back? All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick little... We'll be back with Carrie O'Connor Show. Just a quick little break and more to come.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
And we're back with the Carrie O'Connor Show. I think I've got Carrie back. Are you there, darling?
Yeah.
Hooray! Good, good, good. Phew, what a wild day we're having already. Well, let's bring Sandy back to the conversation, and we apologize, Sandy. Let's go ahead and resume our conversation.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So, Sandy, what I saw is I would definitely check out to see if you could have a co-signer, because that's what it looked like, co-signing, and it did look like grandparents versus father. So I would absolutely check it out. And I also saw, Sandy, that even though you could be having issues with yourself right now, it doesn't seem like it's going to be an issue for you. So I wouldn't put any energy into that. If you sign this, it's going to come back to bite you. You know what I mean? And I do see that your parents could be a little bit hesitant, but when it comes down to push comes to shove, that they do sign for it. So that's it's given her, again, the opportunity to go and have a life experience that is absolutely, I see her coming back as a looking energetically like a totally different person and making connections that are going to be connections that she has throughout the rest of her life, like meeting friends that she knows for the rest of her life, making excellent connections. And so it all looks really good. When I see two double thumbs up and the thumbs are keep on shaking and they're all gold, that's a real good sign of mine. That's like a real... if I had that for my child, I'd be like, doing everything I can to get her over there to support her. Okay?
Oh, I so appreciate that. I lost sleep over this. Do you see my finances changing, my house selling?
Yeah, I do see that. And did you already have a meeting with somebody within the last 3 weeks? That I see a huddle, and it looks like I'm going back 3 weeks ago. Did you just talk with a realtor, and it looks like a symbolic football huddle that you guys are trying to decide, like a new game plan and stuff like that. And if this isn't literally that you had it for the last 3 weeks, I'd encourage you over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks in particular, sit down, go into the huddle, see what you can do to kind of change things around. It looks like almost staging the house differently, moving things around, that kind of deal. And the thing that I'm also seeing, Sandy, is that the right part of the house looks like it's having this cloud that wants to come down. Whenever I see that, that means the energy of the house is starting to pick up the fear and of selling. And actually, do you literally have houses on the right side of you? If you were to go out the front door on the right side, is there some something for sale down the street from you?
I don't know, but I just noticed a house around the corner for sale.
Okay, that would make sense. Okay, because and did it kind of hit you like, oh, no, I have something closer? Because don't put any attention to stuff around the corner being on sale, because that's the cloud that I'm seeing. And that cloud, I watch this all the time, where people's fear and emotions can create an energetic static, and then people just don't connect to the house as well as they can. So do all the techniques as far as feel yourself releasing from the house, because there's one cord that is on the right side of the house that goes that's down, that's feeding, that's holding you back there. So see the houses that you're already gone, that you're already, it's already behind you, that the house is all gold and alive, because everything is energy, and that includes houses where houses pick up energy of fear, they pick up pain, and I'm seeing that it just looks a little contracted and tired. And part of this is like when you're trying to sell something and it doesn't happen, it's easy for us to get in this. But bottom line, I do see it selling, and especially I'm seeing the threes. And so have I see you and two other people doing your huddling, and even if it's like your daughter or anybody that's connected to the house, like thanking the experience of the house, thank for the you're energetically taking your energy out of it, and then you're bringing in I'm watching rose petals coming in so people could smell the love that was happening in the house and clearing out any kind of grief or pain that happened in the house, and that will allow things to come in. I do see it selling. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sandy. You have a great day.
Cool. Thanks, Sandy, very much for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of houses, it's kind of funny how our last caller brought that up, and there was a house for sale in her neighborhood. Marie is in the market for looking for a house. Maybe she's interested in the Bellevue area. Or not, but well, she is calling in from Shoreline, and she is looking to buy a house, but she wants to know maybe if you had any more resources, Carrie. So, Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Carrie. You know, I put a lot of energy into finding a new house, and the one house that kind of came on my radar, I just didn't have enough money. And okay. And so I'm needing to find a house within the next, like, 5 weeks, and I am not sure exactly what my block is or if there will even be anything available for me.
Well, what I'm seeing, Marie, is that there's a lot of houses around, and there is a block. When it's interesting, is there a block? Because as you were talking, you brought me down to the bottom of your third chakra, and that's all about self-esteem, self-worth, the subconscious, and it looked like this a lake that was all black on the top. So that means to me reflective emotions, and so there is a an energy that you're processing right now that has to do with, it almost feels like a bottomless lake that feels like it's a pulling in or pulling down kind of energy. And I see your head going down forward. So the bottom line, what the theme would be, it has to do with self-worth, right to life issues. It was what I call it self-worth, worthy issues, entitlement issues. And so you want to energetically, your energy is contracting a bit, and especially if you got a house that you were really interested in, and then it's passed you by. You want to hold the posture of that gave you information and energetic codes of what you want, and if it was a little up your status, you don't want to get yourself where the house owns you. You know what I mean? That goes back to the lake and feeling pulling under. Because I see all these if you expand where you're looking a bit, but it's not like you're going to have to go into something that you don't like. All of a sudden, I see all these Christmas tree lights, and those to me means opportunities and houses that are for sale are going to be coming open for sale very, very quickly, and you could find out about them. So I definitely do work where you take your hand on your third chakra and literally do infinity eights, especially in the lower part, because this is a deep, deep, deep unconscious thing that has to do with worth and entitlement, worth and entitlement. And it's really strong on your dad's side, and it goes back for generations, and especially the theme of people that have high hopes and then get the rug get pulled out underneath them. High hopes, the rug get pulled out underneath them. So underneath it is this like question of is the rug going to get pulled out underneath, and then you have any kind of experience, your interest in the house, and then you can't get it. That's energetically the rug get pulled out underneath you. So then energetically we start to contract and prepare for that, right? So this is where it look around, see what is around you that that feels right for you and light for you. And I can even see going under, so let's say you have a range that you could find something that you really like that's even less money, and you might not be looking at less money range because you're within a certain thing, but it's almost like a paradox. I knew I heard about a house in Connecticut that was originally $1.5 million, and now it's down to $500,000. And if somebody was looking for a house in $1 million range, they might not think of looking at a house for $500,000, but they got a million-dollar house for $500,000. So that's the kind of message I'm getting for you, that you might want to look in the lower numbers that was on the lower end that you're looking at, but it doesn't mean it's going to be a lower house that it ends up being you know what I mean?
Good point. So, that's actually, let me jump in. Carrie, that's a pretty good buy, if I say so myself. That's half off. I mean, it's tough to find that,
Benny,
these days. That's a great deal.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And that, well, she bought it at high time, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And she,
mm-hmm.
And now, but the issue, she owes more than she, you know, can get from it. But, yeah. But I do see a lot of people, because the market, it is a buyer's market, that they might not even think of looking in, again, those kind of brackets where people could do rock bottom.
The lower range,
the
right.
Lower range, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So look in that range that's lower, because what it ends up being, Marie, is that you end up saving money. You don't get owned by a house, because I'm really not into anybody having a house own them, because that's like the American way that got us into many people into trouble throughout the 80s and 90s. So so there is houses around you that you're absolutely going to get, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much, Carrie. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Marie, and leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. If Marie is up to it, she might move out to Connecticut. There's some good housing, apparently.
There you go. You
as far as what you've been seeing out there. But other than that, we'll hear more from Carrie and her show, the Carrie O'Connor Show, and your calls. If you want, again, call in, 1-800-930-2819, coming up next.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, Visit us at gladrags.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Terry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Show, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and you can give us a call. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. I know there's probably a little bit or a few more people hanging out at home today because we, of course, are having the Martin Luther King holiday in remembrance of, along with his birthday, of course. I mean, that's always a good thing. As well as it snowed here in Seattle yesterday. And so, of course, you know, typical Seattleites, they're not too familiar on how to drive in it. So I'm just going to put it out there. I'm glad everyone's staying home and being safe. If you need to get out there, fine, do it. Just be safe. Give yourself plenty of room to the other vehicle in front of you and just allow a little more extra time while you're commuting around. It definitely helps out. And, you know, and if you're not comfortable on the roads, yeah, just stay home. Do us all a favor. So I think Molly's done that, and we appreciate that. Molly, maybe she didn't want to go out anyways or whatever, we can ask her, but she's calling in from Seattle. She had a question about energy work. Molly.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I've been doing a lot of, I'm home from work because I'm away from a job that's not great for me right now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm working on health and connection to spirit and chakras and energy, and I'm wondering if you can see what would be my, what I should focus my energy on the most, since there's so many topics.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure with what you mean. All right,
like, income source. I've worked on that.
Okay. All right. What I'm watching is that it's your version of life coach / intuitive coach, or actually it's like an energy. I just saw energy workout exercise. People, don't people go to the gym and they do energy workout? I mean, do they do physical workouts? A lot of people are starting to wake up to the knowledge that we are energetic beings. And I had this woman come in, and she was looking for a boyfriend partner, and she was not 45, and she is losing hope that she'll never find her man, and she's got lots of dates and da-da-da. And I've been saying to her for years that I saw this guy in front of her energy field, and this is the second time I saw it, and I kept on encouraging her that she really had to release these blocks and some of her fears, and then the guy could step in. And now she's really at this point of saying, okay, And I said, you know, I've given you many techniques and da-da-da, and I wasn't shaming her, but it's just, it's really simple. If we unconsciously have more energy going into our worst nightmare, and that's what she was doing, she was feeding unconsciously her worst nightmare. So how it relates to you is you're like their cheerleader or their workout person to have them be aware of their, that we are energy and that our energy fields, what are, if our blocks absolutely block us from things, manifesting things, and so, it's like your version of a coach workout person, because I keep on seeing a workout person like this the workout guy. I don't know, John Atlas or whatever this. He's even like way ahead of my time, but I'm seeing you in this with your arms up and you're having like these muscles. But what's because you did say health too, because it's not like energy work helps our health. I mean, I've had people get off of medication after doing energy work, or people that have had acupuncture or chiropractor, it's getting their energetic tubes open so it affects their health. So you have an energy field of what I call a bridger, teacher, helper, healer energy. So you can wear many different hats where you are act like a person that gives the people information. So you could flip from doing individuals, but you also could do groups, you know. So if you're getting into that department and people are waking up for it, going back to that client, she was finally ready to do something about it and take accountability and responsibility of how she was directing her energy. And she and I'm seeing many people are entering that phase throughout the year of 2012 and for the rest of our life, to be honest. There, some people are being just shoved into a corner, or that they're at their wit's end, or they're so sick and tired, or they're afraid, and that's what's forced them. Whatever it is, more people are becoming much more proactive about looking for people. And if you do the numbers of 7. Whatever billion people out there, and the number of energy workers, there's not enough energy workers for the people. Mm-hmm. So there's so everyone has their own little way of addressing people and talking to people. So I'm just watching, especially for the first next 3 to 6 months, of you defining how you want to do it and leave it in what I call this loose outline. So what you keep on is to pay attention to what makes you feel passionate and excited and that you feel fed by doing it too. And then I see you bring that energy over to people, other people. So, and were you literally ever a cheerleader into March, what is this, the Tom people?
It's a drill team or something. No.
Because that's, I keep on watching this image coming into you. So sometimes people literally were, but you are flipping this again like baton and you're leading the band. So there's a part of you that's stepping into this leader energy, leader and helping people get out of like the, a lot of times people are in this pattern that they don't even realize they're in a pattern. You know what I mean? And so, and that you're directing them and saying, hey, did you ever realize that that's a thought pattern that's blocking you? You know, sometimes people don't realize this subtle kind of thought that they have or sayings even that their family said. My grandmother used to always say, someday our ship will come in and someday our ship will come in. And she used to say it all the time. And energetically, she was teaching all of us that if you pray hard enough and if you work hard enough and if you're good enough, then something good will come in for you. But we manifest by having to put energy out there. We got to meet the ship halfway, you know. So, but that really, out of 23 O'Connor cousins and then my aunts and uncles too, half of them were really affected by that. And they didn't realize how much that they were profoundly affected by that saying, you know. So it's like being able to be the observer, being outside of the person's energy to observe things, because sometimes it's so deeply ingrained in us that we don't realize how much our little sayings could affect us, or those blocks that are so, again, subtle. And so I'm watching you work in that department for yourself. And the first thing, too, is being the example, because people notice that. And I went to the grocery store the other day, and I love to do, like, a different energy spin, so I get all these techniques or attunements, and then I watch how people react to me. And I dropped my son off at school, and I wasn't super dolled up or whatever. I mean, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was just supposed to run in for milk. And there was 3 registers open, and I ended up getting 2 carriages of food. And I noticed that all these people lined up in my carriage. And so half of them were asleep, but what they were being drawn to was this energy that I was radiating out. And it was really interesting to watch them. Some of them were like almost like zombies. And it wasn't me, but it was this energy that I was pulsing out that was a high-frequency energy. And they had cashiers come up to the people and say, hey, go to this other line, or what are you doing? Or you only have 2 things. This lady has 3 carriages, or 2 carriages. And they're like, no, I'll stay. And then they had to force the people out to the other lines. Not kidding. They had to have another person come in and say, hey, you only have two. And it wasn't like there was conversation going on. There was an physical conversation, I should say. There was this energetic conversation that was happening that they were, it was like people, I just saw this symbol of they're looking for the sun, which represents the God force in all of us, in that when we reflect it out from inside of us, it's like it warms them up, and it acts like a tuning fork. And so then they start getting lighter and lighter. So when you radiate that energy out, be the example, then you'll see how people come to you and how you want to deal with them. So start paying attention to how people react to you. What's that?
Oh, I said that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Do you see a big block for me personally in getting to that energy radiation?
The one thing I get pulled to is the right side of your second chakra, and it has to do with father side of the energy thing, and that's, I call it waiting for the shoe to drop, and so it's like a deep pattern that went to father, great-grandfather, the generations that has to do with being prepared and contracting energy a bit, but it's just on the right side. There's an awareness, and so when we're waiting for the shoe to drop, it's like waiting for anticipation. And the underlying thing is why do bad things happen to good people? We're the people that try and they do all the right things, and then you have people that lie on their taxes and cheat and steal, and they seem to like get ahead. So it just leaves this like energetic question mark. But I'm also watching you look at that, right? And being able to address that. Yep. And so that's the biggest thing that your body showed me immediately. So, but I also see that you're addressing it. All right?
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. You continue to have great health and wealth.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yep, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling in. And the Carrie O'Connor Show is still taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll actually scoot off to a quick little break, and we only got a couple minutes left in the show. Now's your chance to do so. Speak with the professional. Carrie O'Connor coming up next.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net, or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, or anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Show, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-938-2819. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Sounds good. That was a wonderful dramatic pause you had there.
That's how
you're supposed to give out the phone number. Yes, that dramatic pause is included.
You know me with numbers.
I know, right? It's all good. Well, let's welcome to the show. We have Angel calling in from Seattle. Hopefully she's staying warm and driving free. I don't know if that's a correct term, but I'm going to do it anyways. She's has an ongoing legal case, and she had a question about it. So, Angel, welcome to the show. What's up?
Good morning, Carrie.
Hi.
Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm doing very well. So you got a legal case going on.
I do, honey. I have it's actually a two-part question. It was connected with my mom that passed away in San Francisco about 5 or 6 years ago, and I kind of left the case alone. It's concerning my lovely father, who is a piece of work, but I got in touch with a new fellow. His name is Rolf Johnson, and I'm wondering if the energy behind it is this. He specializes in international private law, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering, you know, there's been the past 4 days, my friend is in San Francisco, and there's just every television, radio program has to do with San Francisco, and I'm wondering if my mom, you know, is there any messages? Is this the right thing that I should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Can you be, the fellow's name is Rolf Johnson. I'm wondering if I'm headed in the right direction. Do I need mm-hmm. to do this?
Well, I was seeing Angel, especially this year with 2012, that it's beyond your mom, because whenever I see their energy coming in and stepping back, it's like, think of that there's a unique karmic contract between you and your mother and your father and your mother, right? And
uh-huh.
when you've heard information before, have they pretty much said your hands are tied because of it's a thing between your mom and your dad?
It's kind of complicated. There was a judgment that was ordered for my mom got an actual court order that needed to be enforced, and then he just disappeared, and we didn't know his whereabouts, and now we found out 30 years later he's in Germany, pretty well off, and so, you know, I've
okay.
gotten information that I need to proceed with this, and I'm wondering what is it that is my mom trying to, like, relay a message? Because the past 4 days, I haven't been sleeping well, but I'm thinking
right.
that she's trying to tell me something, and I'm not getting it.
Well, this is what I'm getting, especially, again, this year. Think of this as the year where we can make things happen very, very quickly and manifest. And whenever they draw big circles, that means closing things out, finishing things off, tying things up. So think of you met the guy, the new lawyer, that is in international law, but she also is makes a point as far as pay attention to where you're feeling like you're backed in the corner, or when like that we're losing money, you know what I mean, that you feel like you're losing money, life force, all of that. Then we have to really weigh out, is this worth my life force? When I know that there's a divine order and even a karmic contract between my dad and my mom, right? Because that's what, when they drew circles, they have a total different view on the other side. And where I've had people say, you know, search him to the bottom of the earth and bring him to hell, you know, and then when they go over there, they say don't waste your money and your life force. You know what I mean? So she's emphasizing that right now. It's important for you to clear things up, but she's not necessarily saying drop it. Go as far as you can go, right? And, and get the information that you could get, and that there's, but there does seem like there's some limitations, and it could be that it's just, cause it's international, he's in Germany or that kind of deal. But, and I don't see, feel that you have to. So what is it? He's, what's with San Francisco? She was from San Francisco.
And she passed away. She passed away there, and then I had to leave, and now I'm in Seattle. But everything is there's some sort of San Francisco connection with the past 4 or 5 days. And my friend is there. He just called me this morning, and it just it's like I'm back in San Francisco. I don't know. I had a dream about her too, and so I'm wondering, is she trying to communicate with me? I miss her dearly, and we were very, very close.
I know. I can tell you guys were very much like mother daughter, but also very much like very big friends. And her biggest message is right now, Angel, for me, for you, and especially from January to June or July of this year, it's all about relationships of all kind. And so it's like healing deep relationships, feel the relationship, the love that you guys had for each other, and bring things to a circle, bring things to a close. It's closing those things off that are left open. So check out the things with a lawyer as far as what can be done, what can happen. And but the biggest thing with San Francisco is like I don't. She's making it like you don't have to go down to San Francisco. She's saying hello from San Francisco. You know what I mean? So she's she's been hearing about. So it's like her saying, "Hey, yes, we." And also finishing off where this has nothing to do with the mom and dad. She's like, "I'm watching you take it. Like if there's these cords that are connected to your third chakra that have to do with your experience in San Francisco, but also your root chakra. And I'm watching you pull your cords back. So review your time in San Francisco." The third chakra is all about self-worth, self-esteem, seat of your subconscious, because you're changing your foundational energies literally and doing some deep healing with your father, because I'm watching the right side of your root chakra, and it has like all these question marks with this like black block that has like it's like where he was and then he disappeared. So it's like this, imagine looking at a comic strip that has this circle but no words in it. And so your mom's saying it's an opportunity for you to fill in those words, because energetically we look at our parents to see how to hold our energy when we're little. So that block would be when he gave you just question marks of information and how to hold himself. It's like you're saying, I'm taking my energy back and taking, pearls of wisdom that I can learn from him, or the gifts on his side of family. And even if it's that I got my height from him, I got my hair that I love from him, and you're just taking away your energy from those pain experiences from him. It's like a form of soul retrieval, they call it in shamanism, where we energetically are pulling back our energy from those painful experiences. And that's when your mom keeps on doing the oneness. It's like, so then you could feel more at one, more whole, more complete, deep healing, because she feels so free, because she sees things very different. She sees things very wide. She understands karmic stuff and karmic timing. And then when it goes back to the case, to take the steps that you have to take, but don't put yourself in a corner where I'm just seeing you, like where you feel like you're getting drained physically, mentally, emotionally, and monetarily in particular, right? Because and I do see that from June to July that there's a peace sign. She's doing a peace sign, which to me means coming to a place of peace, coming to a place of closure, and also some sort of settlement agreement. I do have to say, with the lawyer's name, I saw some energy that was a little shaky. At first, were you suspicious of him, or what was the
thing? No, it was actually, he was working with another firm when I first heard about him and actually saw him. It was probably about 4 years ago. And so now his name comes up again, and he's by himself. And I think that the second time around, I think he would be in a better position, because when I talked to him the first time 4 years ago, he really wanted to help me, and he said, "You've got a good case," and he has the know-how and the contacts. But he had other people in the firm. They were like, "Well, you know, they didn't want to take the case." And
that's
then
what I'm picking up. That's what I'm picking up.
Like, okay. So now the second time around, I feel, and I'm wondering, you know, I think he'll, that's my personal opinion, that, and I want to know what the energy behind it. Do you think he'll be like, okay, because he's in a different position now?
I see that he will, that he stepped away from the other people saying it's not a case, it's not a case, but he also may weigh out and even say, we'll go so far. That's what I keep on reading, that you could go to get some information, but if it goes to the point where everyone's back in a corner, husband's brain. You know what I mean? So, and I definitely got to patch up the energy of the other people's lawyer's opinions. He's not ignoring that totally. You know what I mean? And but I do see that he would like back you up, go ahead. But he does have a plan of I'm not going to do like 3 years on this or whatever. You know, that he'd dive into it, go for it, work for you, see what can be done. But it's not, you're not going to be in the up in the air for the next 6 years or 4 years. And that goes back to Mom's biggest message that 4 years is a long time to be energetically up in the air, and actually goes back to Angel from when you were 4 years old, that you're really working on the four-year-old you, and that's why she's saying she wants you to become at place of peace and at oneness and at wholeness. And then she does again the peace sign. The cross to me means it's not about a religion. It's about peace of mind. And she also sees where she had your mom, where she was charged, because she's putting on glasses that have like this squiggly line. So that means to me that she could have influenced you in a way of charging you up, that that's because she was her feelings toward your father, she fed it. So it's not feeding an unhealthy feed at times. And she sees that and she admits that. So work with the lawyer, but this is a good time to close it off. And I just heard my bell. And so I want to say, Angel, have a great year. And I'll say to everybody, have a great year. And I will be back next week. And I'm on News for the Soul later on. So if you didn't get in, remember News for the Soul, 4 o'clock today. See you later. May you align with the divine.